my rehab, my physical therapy has been amazing. And I think being here with the Giants is going to even accelerate me even more in my physical therapy and just making sure that I'm always healthy and I'm not fighting against myself while trying to play against another team.
So did you have surgery or?
It was just a clean up. Dr. Andrews went in there and cleaned it up. And I think the biggest thing was the physical therapy and doing it the right way, being patient, working on all the weaknesses that were in my quad that were, you know, causing the problems. And now I'm able to go out there, run around, drop my hips, change directions, and, you know, just give the Giants everything I have.
Wait, when did you have the cleanup?
It was in December.
Okay. Well, wait, this past December?
This past December.
What do you think you will offer this defense?
You know what I'm saying? I hope to be able to just offer some positive energy. You know, I just want to run around and hit things that are moving, and I want my teammates to get excited. I want the defense to be excited at all times, and I hope to be able to just uplift everybody and do what's asked of me and do it full speed.
Well, Aaron, do you have a burning desire to prove yourself, to prove the critics wrong? Is that a motivation?
Nah, proving people wrong is not a motivation because people change. People's opinions change. One day they like you, one day they don't like you. And so for me to come out every day to think that my job is to prove people wrong or prove people right, I wouldn't be any use to my teammates. My job, my only motivation is to go out there, play hard, play fast, be physical, and get my teammates to just be fired up with me and just bring a positive energy every day. And to come in here every day to prove other people wrong would be a distraction to myself and a distraction to my teammates. Only thing I can think about is the defense being called and my teammates and giving them everything I got.
You had so much hype coming out of college. Did you buy into the hype? I mean, what happened? You seemed like you lost your focus. You seemed to be saying that.
You hit it on the head. I think I don't think I bought into the hype. When I played in college, I was motivated by many things. I was motivated by poverty. I was motivated by being overlooked. I was motivated by being the underdog and all that stuff. And then, you know, get picked fourth overall, and the money replaced the poverty. It solved a lot of problems that I had. So I kind of, the status kind of got rid of all my motivations, and I lacked the motivation that would push me out there to drive me to be my best every day.
Would you say that what's driving you now is simply responsibility?
What's driving me now is just that, you know, God's giving me a second chance. That's every day I wake up, I think about how, you know, I could be somewhere else and that, you know, God has a plan and that my job every day is to go out there every day and take every opportunity that God has given me to bring praise to his name, glory to his name, and I'm just looking to be just a testimony to the things that he can do.
Are you more comfortable?